This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Information, Education and Communication Campaign on Pradhan Mantri Janman Yojana. The participants are R. Jaya, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Government aims of reaching out to particularly vulnerable tribal groups, PVTG habitations and PVTG families in 194 districts across the country. The Union Ministry of Tribal Affairs is running nationwide Information, Education and Communication IEC campaign and beneficiary saturation camps for the Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan, PM Janman. The campaign, which started on 23rd August, will continue till 10th of September. To discuss more on this, I am joined by Additional Secretary, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Ms. R. Jaya. Ma'am, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Before we delve deep into the issue, I would first like you to explain this to our listeners. Who are PVTGs or particularly vulnerable tribal groups?
Thank you for that question, because we talk about the PVTGs, but who exactly are the PVTGs? The PVTGs, we have around more than 700 communities which are listed as scheduled tribes in their respective states. Of these, 75 are found to be particularly vulnerable. There are a few characteristics that define these particularly vulnerable tribal groups. Declining or stagnant population is one of them. Pre-agriculture way of life, second. Then they live in extremely remote places, very hilly areas or forested areas, and they are a pre-literate society. So these are some of the characteristics of the PVTGs. There are, as I told you, 75 such groups. And they are spread over 18 states, numbering about 45 lakhs in population, a little over 10 lakh households. It's 18 states and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. And ultimately, the PVTGs are people, the tribes are themselves vulnerable. These are more vulnerable amongst the tribal groups.
Ma'am, I would also like you to explain various facets of Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan or PM Janman, and how is the government trying to percolate the benefits amongst the tribal groups, PVTGs?
I told you the PVTGs are amongst the most underdeveloped and most vulnerable groups. Now, taking that into consideration, there is a component in the budget called the Scheduled Tribe component. There are 42 ministries which have schemes under which they have to earmark a certain percentage. The percentage varies from scheme to scheme. They have to earmark a certain percentage under the STC component, as we call it, for tribal populations. So the ministry of saying the government of India took this initiative of saying that let's have a convergence mode amongst all these schemes. They identified 11 basic interventions that were needed: roads, health facilities through mobile and medical units, Anganwadis, housing, electrification, connectivity, so such kind of livelihood, education. So they identified 11 such interventions which they found were to be basic amenities, and they went in for a convergence approach with 9 ministries, Ministry of Tribal Affairs being one of them. So 9 ministries came together and said, we will jointly make this mission a success and we will ensure that these 11 interventions reach the PVTG population within a span of 3 years. So this Abhiyan was launched on Bhagwan Birsa Munda's birth anniversary, which is also called the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, on 15th November 2023 by our Honorable Prime Minister. And since then, there have been quite a few strides that have been made in the implementation of the Abhiyan to ensure that these facilities are indeed reaching them and they know about these facilities, and also to ensure that these 11 interventions are basically in terms of infrastructure and through the VDVKs, a certain amount of livelihood intervention. But there are other things that are also individual beneficiary schemes which will be needed by these communities. They will require a community certificate, a basic Aadhaar card is required, a Aadhaar number is required, a Jandhan account is required if they have to benefit through other schemes. The first phase of this IEC campaign had been carried out from 25th of December 2023, which is Good Governance Day, as you know, up till 15th of January 2024. And now this is phase 2. which we have started from 23rd of August to 10th of September. The intention this time is to ensure that these basic individual benefits that we were talking about, the Aadhaar card, the PM Jan Dhan account, the community certificate, ensuring that people have their Ayushman Bharat cards, ensuring that they have sickle cell disease screening. So these are some of the interventions we would like to do at the beneficiary level, which would lead to some kind of a saturation of this population with reference to these basic amenities. So on the one hand, we have the interventions that happen on the infrastructure side, and on the other hand, beneficiary saturations. We have taken up this campaign, IUC campaign, to ensure that the information about the interventions goes to the PVTGs and that they also get the other kind of scheme benefits that they need to get.
Ma'am, as a curious listener, I would like you to explain what IEC campaign actually is, how your ministry is trying to make it more effective for the country and for the benefit of the tribal groups.
As you yourself mentioned, there are 194 districts that we are covering. In these 194 districts, we have sounded all the district collectors. We have sounded all the state governments, the tribal welfare departments and the related departments. We have sounded the tribal research institutions, and we have sounded the ministries concerned, which are involved in these other benefits also. Not only our core 9 ministries, but also other ministries. For instance, MeitY is involved in Aadhaar card, right? Ayushman Bharat is given by Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. So we have sounded all of them to carry out this entire IEC campaign. We have also allocated a certain amount to every district for carrying out this IEC campaign based on the number of habitations of PVTGs that they have and what we feel that would involve them to get to these habitations. We have also carried on huge social media campaign. We have in fact asked for volunteers for this Abhiyan from various districts. If you look it up, we have a Google form where we have called for volunteers and we are getting volunteers. We have written to My Bharat, we have written to NSS, we have written to NYK, asking them to spread the word around, because what we need is for people to join in this mission in such a manner that no single PVTG person is left out of the benefits that should be accruing to them. We have said mandatorily these 4 or 5, Aadhaar card, Ayushman Bharat card, Jan Dhan, community certificate, these we have said they have to compulsorily ensure that the entire population is covered. At the same time, we would also want the benefits of other schemes, maybe a Matruvandana scheme, Kisan Samman Nidhi, Kisan Credit Card. The state governments also have their own schemes, scholarships for instance. Whatever scheme can benefit the PVTG person, subject to his eligibility of course, he should be able to get it and therefore reap the entire government structure's benefits is what is our aim in this IEC campaign.
So how do you carry out your outreach activities with PVTGs in Andamans also?
See, it is like this. Our mission is implemented through the state governments, right? It's a centrally sponsored mission. So the mission is carried out by the respective departments of the state government, and they all of course converge at, I suppose, at the DC level. Each state has its own administrative structure which deals with how it implements schemes. So each of them is doing it in their own way. For instance, the Rural Development Department may be looking up housing. They may be looking into how roads are made. Right. So even at the state level, the corresponding Rural Development Department would be doing that. Then at the DC level, the DC would be carrying out that activity. Right. So there is a structure which is very well laid out for making these interventions. The same exists in Andaman and Nicobar Islands. It's a union territory. So there is a tribal welfare department there. There are the other corresponding departments and the interventions are being carried out accordingly there also. We have, for instance, interventions in health, which is carried out through the tribal welfare department and the health department together. We have an education scheme in Andaman and Nicobar where they are teaching the Jarva kids in a certain way in which there can be a transition. So these are all experiments that are going on.
Ma'am, my next question to you is about the tribal population. Since your ministry is a nodal ministry dealing with the tribal population, what are the initiatives being taken by the ministry and the government to tackle the declining population in the PVTGs?
See, the PVTGs are, one of the characteristics of the PVTG is defined as stagnant or declining population. But at this point of time, I think the decline has been kind of arrested. So we were initially in fact thinking that there were 28 lakh PVTGs, but when the survey was actually carried out, we have come up with a figure of 45 lakh.
That's quite an encouraging news.
I think we will need to, you know, kind of actually look into whether the decline is there itself or not. I don't think it's there at this point of time.
Now, I would like to understand from you, what are the challenges being faced when it comes to the implementation of PM Janman?
See, these are the most vulnerable. They are also the most inaccessible from both sides. We are inaccessible to them and they are inaccessible to us because of the mere geographical locations. So the first challenge, I think, is the inaccessibility challenge. So that is why this entire routes, this one. And then we had the guidelines which are not always conducive. For instance, the PMGSY, Gram Sadak Yojana, having a population norm that wouldn't have fitted into the smaller population of these communities. Even if the tribes population, groups population is itself okay, but then they are into so many habitations that each habitation may not really fulfill the requirement of a PMGSY guideline. So these ministries actually amended, modified their guidelines to suit the mission. I think that was one of the challenges, and that challenge has been kind of, you know, looked into very closely to cater to this population. Likewise, your telecom facilities, etc. So having a tower there, so going there, road connectivity. So all these challenges are being addressed, and most importantly, these are communities which are not demanding. They are communities, you give it to them, they are not going to ask you for something. So that makes it difficult to assess their own needs. But then we have been able to kind of, you know, overcome that. So I would say some of these challenges are being looked into by the PM Janman, and fortunately I think we are able to overcome those.
Ma'am, now I would like to bring your focus to the financial assistance which is being provided by the government for the implementation of PM Janman. If you could just elaborate on the financial assistance which the government is providing for the implementation of the scheme. I would also like you to talk about the PM Janjatiya Gram Abhiyan which was announced in the budget this year.
See, the PM Janman is a 24,000 crore investment in the next 3 years, starting with 2023-24. So 24,000, 15,000 crores of that comes from the central government and the rest from the state government. In addition, we have the IEC campaign. The IEC campaign, depending upon the number of habitations in each district, we are allocating a certain amount under the support to TRI scheme. So through the TRIs, we are funding the district collectors to carry out the IEC campaign. In addition, we have asked them to take up any kind of an activity through any of the other awareness campaigns that they would do. Further, the schemes that are going to be a part of the saturation beneficiary camp, that budget we are not really including in this because it is not covered in the 11 interventions of the core PM Janman. But the IEC campaign and the beneficiary saturation camps, they also have certain financial inputs to the PVTG community. So overall, it's a good budget that has been allocated, and it is also very heartening that most of the sanctions are being done for all the 3 years. Quite a few interventions have actually fructified, especially in housing, electrification. There are reports of some saturation of districts, saturation of blocks, saturation of particular areas, villages, etc. are coming in. So these are all very heartening signals for us. As far as PM Unnat Gram is concerned, it is of course a budget announcement in this budget. Exact contours of the scheme are being worked out in the ministry, and shortly we should be able to get some information on that.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for sharing such insightful information with us and enlightening us with all the facts and details.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on Information, Education and Communication Campaign on Pradhan Mantri Janman Yojana. The participants were Arjaya, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92 8909 4044.